The SRA Selector with Brother and Bones, who we're talking with tonight. Took me a little bit by surprise when I first saw them. I thought they were going to be a nice sort of chilled out mid-afternoon, really enjoy this set, it's going to be a nice calm one. And I saw them for the first time at Fairport's Cropperty Festival, which is about 10 minutes from where I live, my hometown. And it's a 20,000 person festival that's literally in the middle of nowhere. It's right out in the sticks, and it's back to what we were saying at the start of the show about countryside life and how it can be a little bit boring. Not when you've got festivals like this on your doorstep that bring unbelievable bands to your area. You know, 20,000 people are descending on some tiny field in a village that at all other times of the year is just like this sleepy little canal side haunt. But Brother and Bones played it. They were absolutely awesome. And I did ask them about that when I caught up with them the other week, about what it was like to actually play that one.
It's funny, that one, because I didn't even know it was going to be that big. I just thought, oh, it's a little festival. Just kind of looked out, I was like, there's quite a lot of people here, isn't there? Was it 20,000 people or something?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wasn't there a bit on that gig? Something happened with your guitar or something?
String broke.
No spare guitar.
Did you have to? You just had to go and restring it.
Yeah.
The most stressful restring of your life.
That's when we did the whole Icy Red.
Yeah, we had a little.
And we thought it was like 2 minutes, but it turned out to be like a
while.
Yeah. 8 minutes or something.
We've kind of incorporated that back into the set now.
Yeah. An 8 minute break.
Sometimes how it happens when things like that happen in a live situation, and then you go, oh, actually, that's quite cool, and then kind of work it into the set.
It's a bit of anticipation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We had a power cut at Beach Break a year or so ago, wasn't it? And you did a 10-15 minute drum and percussion solo with Rob. He obviously wanted that in the set, but Yannis
that's a veto of the 15 minute drum solo.
A Mike Portnoy style drum solo going crazy.
That's the one.
That was just one moment, and you took it. Well, actually, it was
Luke, our filmmaker, who accidentally kicks a pint of water over the whole power generator. I paid him a little bit to do it before the show. My moment's here.
Start of the show.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, you know, we said earlier on that, you know, you're about halfway through the live tour at the moment. Does it feel good to just explore the UK and just get out there and see what's on offer in different cities? And does it feel good to actually just meet people on the tour?
Yeah.
We've seen some pretty nice cities, haven't we? I mean, Edinburgh is one that stands out for me. It's a beautiful city, isn't it?
Yeah, that's cool.
Just have a day off there and go and see the castle and walk up lots of hills.
We're so cultured.
I know.
Yeah.
Lots of hills. Everyone just sitting there eating like fried Mars bars. But no.
Did they actually do that? I thought that was just a rumour.
Cheeseburgers and all sorts.
They deep fry everything in Scotland.
Yannis went through this phase of doing the Yannis Sahinis history tour of every town and village where something...
Which he knows nothing about.
Yeah, basically it was like some fact that was completely not true at all, just come out, you know. I'm trying to think of an example.
The classic was, this is where someone got hanged. And that was just a running joke. Every town we go to, it's like, yeah, that's where they used to hang people. I'm pretty sure it's just around the corner.
I've seen that.
Well, if it all fails, you can go into horrible histories with Yannis.
There we go.
Guardy Lou. That means if someone shouts Guardy Lou out of the window in Scotland, it means they're going to pour a pile of shit out the window.
Right. Oh, I shall remember that next time I'm in Glasgow.
Dark.
I think it's probably about like 500 years too late.
Probably 500 years too late.
Well, you know, Glasgow Commonwealth Games next year. You could get in there, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Tour guide for the sport.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, fellas, I have rather cleverly prepared a little game, if you'd be willing to play, which is called Brother and Bones, which I have thought up very cleverly. And it basically involves questions themed around brothers and bones. Would you like to play?
I get the feeling we don't have much of a choice on this one.
No, you don't really, but we could give it a whirl anyway. How many bones does a human body have?
327.
Brother in Arms was an album for which rock band?
Brother what?
Brother in Arms.
Oh, Bad Company.
No, it was Peter Gabriel and Matt.
Genesis.
Yeah.
Is it? Genesis. We'll go with Genesis.
No. Or was it Dire Straits?
Dire Straits is the one. T-bone steaks are from which cut of the cow?
Come on.
Which cut of the cow?
Shoulder, isn't it?
No, it's not.
60 seconds.
The shoulder.
The rib.
Oh, no, not quite. It was a short line.
Short line. Oh, okay.
The festival edition of Brothers Cider is what percent?
6.4. 2.
Oh, I'm going to give you, because it was 7, so you're close. Galvanize, Swoon, The Salmon Dance, Surrender. Songs by who?
Ah, Galvanize. It's Fatboy Slim, is it? No, the other one.
No,
Galvanize. James would definitely know this. Chemical Brothers.
We're going to continue. This is good fun. 107.7 The Bone is a rock radio station where?
Oh my gosh.
Tahiti.
San Francisco. Name a train station in London that ends in bone.
Malibu.
What are the names of the Chuckle Brothers?
Barry. Barry and
Fit. I didn't know the other one. I only know Barry. It was Paul. True or false, the bones in the skull and crossbones are thigh bones?
No.
True. Yeah, that's what. Name one Boney M song.
You like Boney M, don't you?
James, come and join the game.
Isn't that Daddy Cool?
Daddy Cool is probably the only one I'd have expected, because that is the only song they did. Brother and Bones, thank you so much. Cheers.
Thank you very much.